Good evening, everybody, and welcome to your channel, The World in Your Home. Today, we're going to present you a wonderful place in Colombia named Sierra de la Macarena. This site has wonderful things that represent Colombia, not only as a very biodiverse country, but also as a country in which people love and take care about the environment, not for money, but for their own desire. Our topic here is tourism. This topic will be presented by our expert, Maria Jose. And now we will present you our first guest, Maria Jose Uribe.
Hello everybody, as Maria Paz said, I'm Maria Jose Uribe, and I'll be talking to you about the Macarena. A few years ago, people couldn't come as tourists to visit this beautiful place because of the guerrilla fight. Or at least, that's what people said. The true story is that the government, President Uribe, gave FARC all the territory around Macarena as a strategy to make peace, but it failed. Tourists was not prohibited. It was just that old stories people told about FARC were thought to be inside of the Macarena, so people were scared to come. Although all violence occurred outside Macarena, FARC forced local people to stop growing crops and start growing drugs like cocaine. In conclusion, Macarena, its surroundings, were all filled with people of FARC that made people scared to limit tourism.
How did the guerrilla affect tourism in Caño Cristales in previous years? Before 2009, in a time around 1998 to 2009, it was almost impossible to bring tourists because the image the guerrilla left was that it was dangerous to come here. We have a problem, that is that Macarena is very big and we have three national parks. So everything that happened on the surroundings, it was thought to be here in Macarena. So there was an image that didn't correspond to Macarena, but nowadays it is very safe to come.
And now here comes an interview of a local people in the Macarena introduced by me.
Hello everybody, my name is Maria Paz and I'm going to tell you our chronicle and history in La Macarena. This site has many little things that make it special for tourists and travelers from outside the country. As an example of these things, we can show to you different services like maritime transport, land or air transport, and of course, urgency numbers for any type of emergency like for first aid, 123, and police, also 123. Tourism also brings advantages and disadvantages for the people who live there. Some advantages or disadvantages may be that tourism is a source of income for La Macarena, means that tourism is a source of good economy for the people who live there. A disadvantage could be the overpopulation in the city, having in account their past. An advantage is the conservation of history and tourism, which is kept from generation to generation. Last but not least, are some main attractions that convert this place into an endemic place. Attractions such as Caño Cristales, Raudales Angosturas 1, Caño Piedra, Ciudad de Piedra, and many more.
And now we will tell you about culture and environmental information about La Macarena. Presenting it, Maria Gabriela.
Hi, as Maria Paz already said, I am Maria Gabriela Muñoz, and today I'm going to talk about how culture and environment in La Macarena are affected by tourism. La Macarena is located in Meta, Colombia, and it is a beautiful place. The main attractions you can see are Caño Cristales, Sierra Nevada de la Macarena, National Natural Park, and Bocas del Losada. National Natural Park covers part of Sierra Nevada de la Macarena, Caño Cristales, and Bocas del Losada, but all of them have different characteristics. Caño Cristales is the most important one, and it is a place where little red plants grow up inside the water. It is known as the River of the Seven Colors, and it is really marvelous. Sierra Nevada de la Macarena is the principal mountain there, and it is a very special feature for the people. Finally, Bocas del Losada is the natural reserve of La Macarena. For the tourists, the society provides some services, such as internet cafes, hotels, security, and restaurants, that are all designed for the comfort of people. The internet cafes open in the afternoon, and even though sometimes they have internet problems, they are very useful. There are also a variety of different hotels with differences in prices, but with good quality. Also, since not so much time has passed from the last FARC owning the territory, people are scared of bombs and things like that. But there are military forces, fire stations, hospitals, and police stations. The tourism is really good for this place because after all these years of war, they can finally get people to know the natural riches of the place and can finally go forward having the money to live from this job. But I need to tell you that even though there are good things, there are also bad, like the cultural loss of the society or the environmental pollution from some tourists. But I have also something to say, that is that I'm really happy for these people because after all, a lot of time in disturb and war, they deserve happiness.
I agree with you, Maria Gabriela. And now we're going to talk to you about a real experience in La Macarena. Now we are here with a visitor who went with us to La Macarena, Luna. Luna, please, can you tell us how was the trip to you and how did you saw the development of tourism in society?
I think it was a very interesting trip because there was a lot of biodiversity from three different parts of the country. And I think society has changed because like 50 years ago, there was a lot of like wars and like walking in like a forest was very dangerous. But nowadays is like very, very safe and secure. So people have changed the way they live.
Thank you, Luna.
Hi, my name is Maria Jose Uribe. Today is June 8, 2020. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about evolution. When you hear of evolution, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Perhaps monkeys, because of course, many people believe humans evolved from monkeys. But what if I told you this is a huge mistake? The idea that humans evolved from monkeys is a huge misconception about evolution. Humans do not evolve from monkeys. We are closely related to them, it's true, because of our common ancestors. And we are very close in the tree of life. This does not change the fact that humans do not evolve from monkeys. In science, there's a special way of organizing all living things. This is called the tree of life. The tree of life shows us how all living things come from a common ancestor. From that organisms, many species evolved to have all the plants, animals, bacteria, and the rest of the living things we have today. At one point in this tree, there was an animal called hominids, a species that lived from 5 to 8 million years ago. From the hominids, broke two branches. One of them were all kinds of monkeys, like apes, chimpanzees, gorillas, and further on the other branch, there is us, humans, or early humans, called Homo sapiens. We are almost sure Homo sapiens is directly related to hominids because of its fossils we had found. Our relationship with monkeys became stronger when humans started to move towards Europe for the first time. On their way, they came across the Neanderthals. That was a type of monkey. They reproduced and created the first type of Europeans. Many people had tried to prove this, and they had succeeded. In fact, you can still find Neanderthal and Homo sapiens DNA in our humans nowadays. We are really alike to monkeys. Actually, we share 98.8% of our DNA with chimps, and most of our chromosomes are identical to monkeys. This proves we are closely related, but it also proves we do not evolve from monkeys. All of this proves that monkeys and humans are closely related. We all come from a common ancestor, hominids. We even share most of our DNA. That does not change the fact that monkeys and humans are totally different species, and none evolved from the other. We have existed since the same amount of time, and we look alike despite all of our differences. I hope this podcast helped you clear the misconception about evolution most people have. Now you know the truth. That is that, in fact, humans do not evolve from monkeys.